I'm at the Open University. I'm whispering because I'm in the library, and there are signs around saying this is an open atrium, which sounds open and pleasant sounding, like the Open University does, but it means we've got to keep our voice down. I'm sat with Susie from the graduate school. She shouts. Someone shushes. Who are you? What do you do? And why are we here?
Hi, I'm Susie Kempkin. I work in the graduate school at the Open University. I work on new partnerships and bringing new business into the research school in the form of new types of PhDs, new partnerships, and at the moment doctoral training programs through Research Council funding.
Cool. I understood some of that because partnerships is one of those words, isn't it?
Yes.
I won't get you to explain what it means. We are surrounded by pretty big minds. I was having lunch on a table where I felt very much outgunned in the brain cell department. What kind of people are here today?
Well, so did I. So when I was at lunch, then I focused the conversation on cycling around Milton Keynes because I know about cycling.
And Milton Keynes.
And Milton Keynes slightly, yeah. Everybody here, so we've got a lot of full-time students who've recently moved to Milton Keynes. And so a lot of today will be about finding their way around and meeting new people that they can socialise with, as well as understanding their research environment.
And that connection that's made, especially when a lot of people connect the Open University with distance learning, is quite important, and the graduate school is playing a big part in that at the moment, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have our new graduate school Facebook page, which Emily Yasarian has put together, and it's sort of the face of our OU community, and really encouraging people to connect about their research and just on a social level, because some people think PhD research can be quite isolating, but we're trying to face that and change it.
So some people are going to be studying things which they might not be able to talk about on a public forum as such. So are they trained as to what is okay to talk about and what isn't, or do they know that from the off? I've been speaking to some people involved in some really interesting political topics, specifically around human rights, which is very much in the news today because we've decided not to bother with them, with the UK military-ish. I don't know. Don't quote me on that. But I know that they're deciding, do we want to have human rights or not? And also drones and the implication of drones and ethics. Fascinating stuff right now.
Yeah, I think it really is. And especially with the European Union releasing the new General Data Protection Regulation, which allows people the right to anonymity. Which companies in the EU will have to put into force by 2018. If you think about drones and things like that, I mean, where do we draw the barriers? So I don't know. I don't think anybody knows, and I think that it will be interesting to find out how these sorts of regulations develop with technology.
So is there a main website for the graduate school? I know there's something being birthed. Is it there and ready for action? Does anybody know the URL? I bet you if you just went on the hashtag on Twitter, somebody has dropped a URL in there today. I'm only continuing to talk because everybody's wildly shaking their head going, I have no idea. OU grad school, hashtag OU grad school on Twitter, and you'll be able to plug into the conversation and probably see lots of little random snippets of video like I've been doing of people walking from one meeting to another, one lecture to another, getting to know the Open University campus right here. How many people are going to be hanging around here?
As in staff or students?
When it comes to the actual grad school, it gives the appearance that there's going to be lots of people milling around.
Yeah, I think a lot of times, so students in STEM, they're likely to be more on campus using the labs, and they'll be coming in and out of the graduate school, but it's not a building where people do their research. It's a sort of hub for people to come together and to
collaborate.
Yeah,
and this is the future, remember. It doesn't necessarily have to exist in a physical space on the whole. even though many people will be definitely physical and definitely moving around in
Absolutely.
Bodies.
They will be. They will be on bicycles.
I'm hoping to grab some shortly. We're sat outside a couple of the lectures that are happening now. What are they being told in there? Surely they're not being taught anything, are they? Just like what's on offer for them here?
Okay, so the OU has a fantastic online and physical library with one of the best publicly available resources ever. So they will be learning about how to access that. And so in the past, then when students submitted their theses, then they would they'd have them hand-bound and hand them in, and they still do that, but they're also told to submit them online to our Open Research Online system, which is electronic submission of theses.
Electronic submission theses. I think I saw a poster advertising one of those in the 1950s. No, I'm just joking, because of the use of electronic submission, if there's any other way to submit nowadays, surely. I think we should be turning plays into theses into plays. I think we should be. Would you like to submit your thesis as a computer game? Oh, fantastic! I'd like to explore in a virtual space and walk through your. How many years do they spend doing this?
Three and a half years.
Yeah. Adventure in learning and research. Yes, I don my goggles and I journey through your brain. Well, maybe not yours, but somebody here.
That was an interesting image you just conjured in my mind.
I think that's how it's going to go in the future, because, as you say, it used to be a case of, I've just printed my PDF, I'll stick it on a shelf and nobody ever gets to see it, unless, you know, maybe some lab somewhere says, has anybody done a paper on this? Yeah. I'll go on Google Scholar, which we all spend time on, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely. But I think this is a good opportunity to say that, actually, we are bringing ourselves way up to date, because we've got lots more electronic... devices and ways of working and looking at blended learning and updating our training materials so that they're all accessible for both part-time and full-time students. And the person who's heading all of that up at the moment is James Bruce, who's our graduate school director, who's been working hard on bringing all of this new technology and new way of working together.
Yeah, I've had a couple of chats with James Bruce. He definitely seems to understand what the word digital means, and he thinks about a lot of things as how they can be networked, how they can be more interconnected, and how everything can run more efficiently in that way. And what a perfect place for it. If you think about the history, the providence of the Open University, a lot of people talk about, do you remember when they used to post microscopes to people's houses? And it was hugely innovative and a massive logistical undertaking back then. So hopefully the cables can be plugged into the right places, and the ultimate networked graduate school will be born. Cue dramatic music. Can you do any dramatic music?
Bum, bum, bum.
Slightly sinister, but that'll work. What's your role for the rest of the day?
I am going to try and join the drinks reception and have a glass of bubbly before I drive home.
Okay.
That's it.
Just one half a glass of bubbly for the record there. And it is low alcohol bubbly. Thank you very much.
I'm only joking.
Yeah.
Bubbly lemonade.
Yeah. Thanks very much for your time. Cheers. Back
Thank
to
you.
Whispering.
Thank you.